Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're never going to get this deal. It's only for you listeners, and it's for a very limited time. They're doing a blowout. mypillow.com/Kate brings you right to the link to get that deal.
When was the last time you went through a drive-thru? Now, when was the last time you ordered fruits or vegetables from their menu? That's the problem we are facing every day. Unhealthy, processed foods are readily available at every street corner. But it's getting harder and harder to get whole, natural produce into our diets. That's why Balance of Nature exists. Balance of Nature is a special blend of fruits and vegetables chosen to provide the highest nutritional value possible. By taking just 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of all of the recommended servings of fruits and vegetables in just a few seconds. Get fruits and veggies into your diet today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going online to balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
The Kate Daly Show is about to start. Progressive liberals must be accompanied by an adult. The show starts now.
When things change this much, this fast, people are allowed to ask, what's up with that? All the babies are in the wrong bodies? Was there a mix-up at the plant, like with Captain Crunch's Oops, Old Berries? And it's okay to ask questions about something that's very new and involves children. The answer can't always be that anyone from a marginalized community is automatically right, trump card, mic drop, end of discussion. If we can't admit that in certain enclaves there is some level of trendiness to the idea of being anything other than straight, then this is not a serious science-based discussion. It's a blow being struck in the culture wars using children as cannon fodder. I don't understand parents who won't let their 9-year-old walk to the corner without a helmet, an EpiPen, and a GPS tracker. But hormone blockers and genital surgery, fine. Maybe the girl who hates girly stuff just needs to learn that being female doesn't mean you have to act like a Kardashian. They're kids, it's all phases. The dinosaur phase, the Hello Kitty phase. One day they want to be an astronaut, the next day you can't get them to leave their room. Gender fluid, kids are fluid about everything. If kids knew what they wanted to be at age 8, the world would be filled with cowboys and princesses. I wanted to be a pirate. Thank God nobody took me seriously and scheduled me for eye removal and peg leg surgery.
I know, what a shock, right? You know whose voice that was, right? Bill Maher. The liberal jerk. I can't stand that guy, except is he exactly right on this?
Yep.
Isn't it crazy that he's calling it out? In fact, he was sitting next to Stacey Abrams and she kept giving him the look. She's a piece of work. Ew. Yuck. Who likes a Stacey Abrams? Ew. Anyway.
She does.
Yeah, she does. She likes herself. But But Bill Maher talking the truth about the trans movement. And he said, you know, it's regional. How do you end up with all these families with a trans kid all of a sudden? It's popular. It's social. It's look at me. I'm an amazing parent. And I pat myself on the back for being amazing. And they're screwing up their kids for life. And he even said, you know, it's known and studied that you give somebody puberty blockers, you're ruining their bone density. He goes, do people not like their skeleton anymore? You won't have a skeleton anymore. I mean, he went on and on for 9 minutes about it. So crazy. Anyways, welcome to the show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
We have Christopher Fulton, author Christopher Fulton, one of my most favorite books, The Inheritance, all about the JFK, a lot of truth about the JFK assassination. He spent time in prison. We have him coming up in the next hour, in the final hour of the show today. So I'm excited to have him. He always has, you know, he's always great. He always has a lot to say, and I love his accent. He sounds just like a Kennedy. In any case, that we have so much to talk about in this hour and kind of catch up on the headlines. I was out yesterday. Apologies. And from the shooting, boy, there's a lot of shootings just completely ramped up. Isn't that amazing that there's so many shootings in places like elementary schools and subways and all kinds of shootings?
Just
grocery stores, just all of a sudden can't go anywhere in America. That's the message. You're never safe, right?
Prior to this little flurry, it was always schools.
Yeah. And it was always high schools.
Now all of a
mostly
sudden,
mostly high schools.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Mostly high schools. Yep. Everywhere. And really kind of in that perfect timing rush before midterm, sort of.
Always.
To pass some sort of legislation against your Second Amendment. You know, something. I'll be on Alex Jones tomorrow, by the way. And Henry Maykow joins us on Friday. Just huge shows coming up. So I'm really happy about that. Also, little 4 foot two or 3 foot nine Kissinger and that creepy voice of his, little Nazi that runs America. He's been running America since the 60s. Still running it. Apparently he's 150 years old. And he's like, I think we should just give Ukraine to Russia. And it should end because, as we were noting before in a local hour, my Ukraine decorations are still up and they want the monkeypox thing to take full-fledged assault on the world. So you can't have two competing headlines. That's hard. So if you can take down the Ukraine decorations for monkeypox, then there you go. So I think he's basically, even though he's pretty much having been organized the coups that have gone in the country, Obama admitting to the 2014 coup where they swept in and took over Ukraine. Now he's like, I guess we'll give Ukraine to Russia. Anyway, very interesting headlines going on today. Yeah.
I don't know why we would stop there. Let's give them Poland.
I'm sure they are.
Put the iron curtain back up.
I mean, why don't we just admit that it's the USA versus Russia over in the Ukraine? That would be an honest headline.
There you go.
And then, you know, Kissinger might tell the truth for once. He's probably one of the most evil cads that's ever run the world. And I wish people would stop to appreciate his madness. It's disgusting.
You just don't give enough credit to our democracy.
Yes, our democracy, as we keep hearing about in the news. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the whole monkeypox thing? I'd love to get your take on this since I haven't seen you for 3 days, 4 days.
I think it's absolute nonsense.
It is.
Absolute mm-hmm. nonsense. There hasn't been 100 cases supposedly in the whole world. And what is this thing they're talking about now that it's sexually transmitted between homosexuals?
You're not a sodomite. You're okay. Yeah. You're like, check.
Yeah. Don't worry unless your boyfriend comes home early tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that, you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of another Bill Maher clip. Listen to this little 30-second clip. Here we go. He talks about the LGBT community. Here we go.
Broken down over time, the LGBT population of America seems to be roughly doubling every generation. According to a recent Gallup poll, less than 1% of Americans born before 1946, that's Joe Biden's generation, identify that way. 2.6% of boomers do, 4.2% of Gen X, 10.5% of millennials, and 20.8% of Gen Z. Which means if we follow this trajectory, we will all be gay in 2054.
We'll all be gay in 2056. It's where they're headed with the news anyway. It's hard to believe it's only 5% of our country, huh?
Well, maybe they've actually perfected cloning, and they won't need us anymore to be heterosexual.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the way our world's going is just terrifying. It's terrifying. It is. I can't express it enough. By the way, well, there's some good news, too, so we'll hit the good news after the break, but I know, it's, they actually did a study, another one, on do Democrats and Republicans actually hate each other? The answer to this, without reading the study, is no, they fondle each other, they're so fond of each other. There are no parties in Washington, and this is why we live in such a corrupt little place, but people always ask me, will anything change in Washington? No, we have weak, incredibly stupid little morons running this country, and they're doing it for the cash. So they're there quietly counting their money. They're never going to change. You're not going to get anybody in there that is going to stand up, maybe save two or three.
However, yes, they do try to make us hate each other.
They really love it when we hate each other. Yes. They do. I mean, honestly, you're right. They love to ramp up the headlines to get the people to hate, even though in Washington they just are lovey-dovey.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no aisle. They're not across the aisle from each other. They're sitting on each other's laps 24/7 is what's going on. And I wish people would realize that. It's a game. It's such a game.
A lot of them are probably passing monkeypox around.
Stop. It's being passed in D.C. It's just terrible. It's terrible. And so the whole monkeypox thing, this is why I said on Friday, just make sure you have what you need. Just make sure that you have stuff. If they weaponize anything, if they send anything out, you are good. Sarracena, Purpurpia, or the Northern Pitcher plant. Order the plant for $20. Make your own extract. That's the best extract you can buy. Just do something and stop being a corruption denier. I saw this. I thought this was so good. Do you believe everything in government, media, pharma complex tells you without thinking? Do alternative viewpoints make you angry? Do you lash out angrily if someone raises the possibility you've been duped by authorities? Do you often dismiss new information as conspiracy theory to feel better about your familiar worldview? If so, you may be a corruption denier. Please consult your nearest conspiracy theorist for instruction on deprogramming. I love it. Corruption denier. Thanks, Kristen. That was so good. It's the truth, though. Corruption denier. How many people around you are a corruption denier? It's the truth.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with somebody just yesterday about the fact that there's so many people that just will not open their mind to that possibility that these things are really happening.
I know. They just can't.
Nope.
They can't. It's not within them. And do I think they're a stupid populace? Well, I mean, they're on your border of don't want to ask a question, zero curiosity, and don't think about anything except what they're told to feel and think by CNN. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're very bright or really intelligent people. No. I mean, certain curiosities come with intelligence.
Yes.
And when people are actually excited to question themselves and what they think, that's a whole nother level of intelligence. And so I do feel sorry for those that have zero curiosity, don't challenge themselves, and are really okay with being told how to think and feel. I do. I feel sad for them. I mean, I do. It's a level of special needs. It is.
No, it really is.
It really is. I'm not being mean. It's just I think of them more along the lines of you kind of cut them some slack a little bit more in the special needs category. It's they can't think, and that's a challenge.
And it's amazing to me when you see, I was in a room full of about 750 people this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And one couple walked in the room with masks on. They were the only ones.
Wow.
How can they walk in and not feel Very, very strange.
Rest,
being
super
the
citizen.
Only ones with a mask.
Rest,
on.
You've done your part, super
yeah.
citizen. You can relax now. Stop carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders in lunacy. You can stop.
They
Take
can't.
I know
they can't. Stop.
They can't do it. I saw a little girl with the rainbow flag on her mask and LGBT trans. You know, I thought, and she was a cashier, and I just thought, I'm so sorry, oh little millennial. Oh, anyway, be right.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Easy.
Welcome back. Everybody's got something to hide except me and my monkey by the Beatles. 1968. It's a great year. It's the year I was born. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me.
Hello.
Are you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
Okay.
You didn't look ready. Well, I had to respond to somebody back in another state that questioned us.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we'll talk about it in a minute. I want to mention MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And listen, to get those slippers for Father's Day, and I mean get them because they have black ones and brown ones. They have slip-on. They have moccasin. And Mike Lindell's doing a special deal for you guys. So you get $90 off. Do you know how spectacular that deal is? They've never done that before. And it's not for everybody. Not everybody knows about this. But you have to go to MyPillow.com/Kate. MyPillow.com/, and just the word Kate. You have to use that URL in order to get that deal. But I recommend that you get these most amazing slippers that you've never felt before. If you think you have good slippers, you don't. Not until you try my pillow slippers. And am I right, Uncle Milty?
Yes, I love my slippers.
I know you do. He even wears them out. And people wear them out to the store all the time.
I wear them to Walmart every time I go.
Because they look like normal shoes.
With my pajamas.
What a treat for everybody in the store. What a treat. But you can wear them out. And they even say that. You can wear them out in. I mean, they're awesome, right? So just please get them. Make sure you get them. And you will love them. I promise you. Go to MyPillow.com/Kate. Take advantage of this. They're never going to do this again. $90 off. Are you kidding me? They're doing a total blowout. And you can get yourself some, too. So you women out there, you can get yourself some. And they have all kinds of different styles. And it's like walking on clouds. And it helps the show, and the show needs it. So please, the coffers are low, the show needs it. And you get this most amazing deal, which I'm actually really happy he did for us. I wasn't expecting him to do it, and he did it. And I was like, wow, that's huge. MyPillow.com/Kate. So several different things going on, right? Am I right? So I just wanted to mention a couple of different headlines. So monkeypox is set to become the new pandemic as we are handing off medical emergency, really emergency sovereignty. Emergency sovereignty is really what it is. Not total control of the country, but enough to put us in a perpetual state of emergency given to the WHO this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's sick. It's sick, but we've already been doing it, which is really the truth. It doesn't make what's happening any less severe. It's just the fact that we've already been doing it.
It's pretty difficult to put an end to it because you have to actually say no.
Yeah. The King Fraud a Lot officials are issuing the new COVID-19 warning, urging mask wearing again. So the couple that in the room, the only mask were the super citizens that still wear it.
Ahead of the curve.
Oh, you can't get stupid like the citizens that are still wearing a mask. But they're urging everybody again. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director, known for saying, we have hope, but not data. Not actually anything on paper so much as we just have hope that everything will be honest. Yeah, it's not. And she's also the one that said, maybe we were a little too quick on the shot, you think, because people are dying. Do you think we were a little too quick on that? She's also the author of that as well.
Just pay attention out there. Watch closely. When they use a percentage, go find out what the actual numbers are.
Like locally, they came out. We have this newspaper called The Rectum. Well, not really, but that's what we always refer to it as. And they came out with this big headline locally that said 33%
increase
in COVID. And really, it was only 104 people that had the sniffles.
In the whole state.
That in our whole state that had the sniffles. And they recorded it as such. And so when you see 33%, you know, you see the headline, you think 33% of the people have it out of millions. Not necessarily.
Yeah. However, the really scary part was the fact that there were 14 people in the state in ICU with it.
Oh, no. That means death by a doctor. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That means death by doctor and remdesivir. Don't ever let somebody put you on a ventilator or remdesivir in the ICU. It's the kiss of death. You will die. You're going to die at 90% die by the hands of the ICU doctors. So please don't do that. Exercise your freedom to choose what you get and what you don't get. Just say no to experimental drugs is what we say on the show. Just say no. No remdesivir, 54% death rate.
If it says emergency use authorization, run.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So there were a couple of things that were the Washington Post is urging black people who hate American racism to move to Ghana. All righty, then. That problem is solved. Still have only 13% black in the whole United States. Really interesting number, isn't it? It's been that way since the dawn of America.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Except for if it wasn't for abortion, it would be 27%.
You're right. They're big abortion abusers. The Navy Board, this is some good news, ruled against High Command's orders mandating COVID shots. So the Navy Administration Separation Board voted unanimously last Friday that Navy Lieutenant Bill Moseley did not violate the command when he take the COVID vaccine. He refused the order, but rather than file a religious exemption request, he went straight to the board for its decision. Moseley knew that under orders from the Secretary of Defense, the branches of the military weren't allowing religious exemptions to be granted. So he's a 22-year-old naval officer who risked everything in taking his case to the board. But his religious convictions prevailed. So Lieutenant Moseley opposed the vaccine for religious reasons and could have submitted a religious accommodation request. However, when he learned that the Navy and other services intended to implement the blanket denial policy, he began to prayerfully consider other options. So after consulting legal and medical experts, he became convinced that as an officer, he had an obligation to take a stand against the unlawful order, be a voice for thousands of enlisted sailors. Lieutenant Moseley risked his 22-year career, 22-year career and his military retirement because of his faith and his commitment to his oath as a military leader.
Are you sure it said lieutenant? Or did it say lieutenant commander? 22-year career and still lieutenant doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know. Navy Lieutenant Bill Moseley. So he successfully argued against the board. The order for military members to receive the experimental COVID-19 injection was not a lawful order. I just wanted to mention that happening. The Navy Administrative Separation Board voted unanimously last Friday that Bill Moseley did not violate the command that he take the COVID vaccine.
I just answered my own question.
What?
He is a lieutenant, but he only became a commissioned officer in 2014. Most of his career, he was an enlisted man.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
And so, interesting news. I just feel so sad that military are treated with zero rights when they're expected to go fight for rights. They're expected to defend the Constitution, although the Constitution doesn't pertain to them. There's something very wrong with this scenario. And we have really weakened our armed forces by making them the recipients of every vaccine, including the anthrax vaccine from 1991. That is really part of the reason that they have so much, I think, suicide going on in the military. I'm serious. That anthrax vaccine, very dangerous.
Yeah. So do you remember the story during Vietnam about Lieutenant Callie?
No.
The Army officer who was punished for supposedly killing a bunch of civilians in a Vietnam village.
Okay.
And his defense was, I was following the orders of my superior officer.
Oh.
And the ruling from that court-martial was that you can refuse to
do
obey unlawful orders.
Right.
These are unlawful orders.
They really are. Yeah, they absolutely are. And to have to resort to a religious exemption, I agree with him that it wasn't the right course. I mean, you should not have to do that. You should just have the body autonomy to say, no, I don't want that. When did we lose free choice? When did we put up with a military being forced to do things? That's not okay. That's the very essence of what they're supposed to be out fighting for, right? Isn't that what they tell us in every grand military interaction? That's what they call them right now. Interactions we have all across the world. We're fighting for our freedoms and for their freedoms. What freedoms when you don't even have any yourself?
You know, I can visualize being in a barracks and having the guys talking about this and saying, yeah, we're going to defend the Constitution, right? Sure we are.
Yeah, They can't even fight for themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
No body autonomy. That's why I told my kids. We have a whole family of Navy, a whole history in our family of military. I have members of my family in the military right now. I told my boys, no way in hell. Your body's not your own. You're forced and subjected to take shots that are horrific. No. Answer is no. I mean, as a mom, I can only go so far over the age of 18. But all I'm saying is me weighing in with my two cents, hopefully they'll listen. No, thank you. And then forced to be in military actions that are our own doing from our own intelligence agencies, wreaking havoc around the world, being used like pawns. No, thanks. No, thanks. Sorry. It's where I stand. I used to not feel that way. And now I do. And after having studied all of this, I mean, it's scary. It's really scary what they force these kids to do. And I'm sick of telling people that it's service. It's not service if you're getting paid and have help with mortgages and have all of these perks. Is it service? I'm just getting so tired of the word service. When is it service? When is it you're getting stuff for doing it? I mean, come on.
Like
politicians, your service. Yeah. You didn't service. You came out a gazillionaire.
There's nothing better than a volunteer who asks how much they're getting paid for their volunteerism.
I know. And so I get it that they're signing up for something a little more dangerous. I get it. But no one's forcing them either. And so the word service needs to be kind of separated out of that if you're going to get perks and acknowledge that you're getting a lot of perks to be there, too. I mean, sorry, you are.
But they
state the obvious.
But there is an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And everybody I know that served in the military, including myself, takes that oath very seriously.
Of course. But me as a citizen wants to defend the Constitution.
Of course.
You know, I don't even have to take that oath or I would defend.
But what's happening, I think, is they're using these things to demoralize the military.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want them to live up to that oath.
Yeah.
They want them to preserve, protect, and defend the moron in the White House.
Right.
Not the Constitution.
And those that run the White House, more importantly.
Yeah.
Not the ice cream eater, because he's eating ice cream. It's the people behind him. And that's what they're supporting when no one stands up and says, I'm sorry, I'm not going because look at what we just did over there. I'm not going to go over there. And I know that's very controversial. I know. I get it. There's a lot of people that go, you have to go or you're told to go. Well, isn't that part of the problem that we've had over the last 100 years is that we just keep doing what they say? And they're running the asylum, and that's not okay. At what point do we say no? Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When I think about you, I think about love.
There. Welcome Welcome back to the Dally Show. Balance of Nature. Love you guys. Balance of Nature. What a terrific supplement. What a terrific supplement. And let me just tell you, 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. That's 31 fruits and vegetables a day. 10 servings. No other supplement does this. No other supplement gives you the phytonutrients. So make sure to go to balanceofnature.com. Try it out. Just try it. Try it for a couple of weeks. It's guaranteed. So you're not risking anything, but you're going to feel a lot better. I promise. About a week and a half in, you're going to go, wow, I'm really noticing how I feel. And now even my own son-in-law is like, I can't go without it. He goes, I just can't go without it. He's in his 20s. Seriously, it is that good. Go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code word Kate. You're going to get 35% off. You're going to get free shipping. This is the supplement you should be taking. Balanceofnature.com. 3 fruit caps, 3 veggie caps, sorry, and that's 10 servings a day. Servings, which means 31 fruits and vegetables a day of whole foods, whole food product. That's amazing. So you can't even do that for the price. You can't even do it. So please, please go to balanceofnature.com and get yourself healthy. Listen, so the shooting that everyone's talking about, let's talk about this for a few minutes. So the headline that just came out, the headline before the show was some injured, right? And now the headline is 14 children killed and a teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure and get the headline right. In a place called, is it Uvalde?
Uvalde, Texas.
Texas, a town of only 15,000 people. This, how many elementaries?
There's 5 elementary schools
in a town of 15,000?
It's west of San Antonio along I-90, the town.
Okay. So this is Robb Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
14 kids is a lot of kids. That 18-year-old shooter must have, I mean, without any help, killed a teacher and 14 kids?
Apparently.
This is kind of reminiscent of Sandy Hook. Same kind of numbers, right?
Yeah. The suspect's name has been released, and Salvador Ramos is the suspect's name. He's dead.
So he went in with a handgun, maybe a rifle.
Wait, it's easy to tell. There's shouldn't be a maybe there.
Yep. Doesn't this sort of remind you guys of Sandy Hook? So 13 children were transported to the hospital and
they all died.
And they all died. That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
The MO of 18 to 29 seems to fit the situation at hand of so many situations like this. That's immediately grabbed my attention. And, the 66-year-old woman was in critical condition, and then they said she died. And only 2 died on arrival, but all of the rest that went to the hospital all died? So, do you have thoughts on this so far? I mean, I hate to weigh in on it, because you know that I'm going to be particularly jaded when talking about some of these stories. And I hate to sound like that, but it just meets sort of the MO of a lot of situations like this. The same situation. How can you have the same situation over and over again in America? How is that?
Well, not only that, but we just talked earlier about the fact that all of a sudden there's this huge rash of shootings. Yep. And that was before we even knew about this one.
Yeah.
What's going on now? Mm-hmm. What are we... I'm sure it has nothing to do with the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
So they said that despite a swift response in a town of only 15,000, which I would imagine there would be, it took an hour and a half for police to take the suspected shooter into custody. Wasn't he dead? Didn't it say he was dead?
Yeah, it says he's dead. So maybe that's considered taking him into custody when you kill him.
I don't know. I don't know. But they always seem to either lose their life or end up in a mental facility, always between the ages of 18 and 29. So it'll be interesting as the details roll out on this story. You know, in false flag attacks, if somebody really dies, then I'm always sad that somebody died because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. But I do find this interesting that the headline is 27 school shootings have taken place so far this year. Do you realize that when we had Trump in office, just to make a comparison, there were like slightly a few, but no real deaths, I don't think, while the whole 4 years he was in. Since King Fraud-a-Lot's been in and they really want to get rid of guns, the amount of shootings have jumped up like crazy. You can't be anywhere safe in America. You can't be in an elementary school, a mall, a grocery store, or a subway, apparently. So that's a little strange, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so the article coming out of, this is why I don't trust it. So NPR says Texas shooting that killed two people and hospitalized a dozen children marks the 27th school shooting this year. All of those children died at the hospital within a few hours, an hour? All of them? The odds of that are astronomical in the odds. I'm sorry, but there's something really wrong with this story already. I don't know what to say because I'm going to sound jaded and horrible when I say this, but there's something very wrong with this story. What do you think?
I think it doesn't make total sense.
It doesn't.
I mean,
it doesn't.
Gunshot wounds are, you know, they either kill you right away,
or they're not going to,
or you're going to make it, but you got to get to the hospital.
Remember the actress that was involved in the Vegas shooting who got shot five times and then left the hospital after 20 days?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Five shots to her the midsection of her body, but lived to tell about. That's why I'm
unless
I'm
a gunshot
curious.
Wound hits a vital organ or an artery where you bleed out. They're survivable.
Uh-huh.
For this guy to actually have killed 14 kids that were taken to
the hospital and all died within the same time frame, the odds of that happening, I'm sorry.
It just doesn't work.
Too astronomical for common sense. They're just too much. Not even wait a day, all within the... I feel like the story went out, this is how I feel right off the bat, and I might eat these words tomorrow. But how I feel is the story that was set to go out was these kids were injured and they flipped it to dead. That's how I'm feeling right now.
The initial story said 14 injured, 2 dead.
Yeah.
That was the initial story. 3 hours later, 3 hours only later, 15 people dead.
Yeah. You meant injured. In the first thing, right? 14 injured or something like that?
Yeah, 14 injured and
you
2
said dead. Okay.
No, 14 injured, 2 dead.
Yep, and now they're all dead. It just is very reminiscent of one that we covered, was it last year or this year? And I remember thinking something is very wrong with the story and none of it added up. Just like the subway shooting didn't add up. It can't just be us, right? Like, I can't just be the only one that is just going, you've got to be... Something is very wrong here. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I missed the last few minutes, but you were talking about the military.
I was.
May I continue?
Okay.
Okay. In the Revolutionary War, when we finished it, we had a lot of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington didn't know what to do. And Jefferson and Franklin said, form our own bank.
Mm-hmm.
And Hamilton and his New York bankers said, contract with the Bank of England.
Mm-hmm.
So we did for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of 20 years, I have not had any proof on this, but I think the Bank of England incited the British Navy, the English Navy, to hijack our sails, which got us into the War of 1812.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go down a little bit and you find the Spanish-American War that was started by Battleship Maine blowing up in the harbor, which would involve with the bank also for another contract.
Uh-huh.
And then you had the Civil War, and the abolitionists were funded by Bank Franc, and the Abolition was funded by the Bank of England.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, but go ahead just for another second. Sorry, I don't know what you're doing, but if you want to call back in another hour when we're really going into detail on history, I would love it. Right now we're kind of talking about the shooting and stuff. And if you guys want to comment on that, I would love for you to comment on that particular topic since that's fresh in the news right this second. But I appreciate the history lesson. I always do because I love history. I love history. And he's right. There was a lot of banking handovers. Okay. With this shooting, did you guys sense something was a little off with these headlines too? Or is it just us? Are we just jaded?
You know, they keep calling him the gunman. It was an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, I know. High school student, apparently. I'm sorry, but it's the same MO over and over again. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, indeed, Kate. This is wonky.
Yep. Something's up, huh? It can't just be us.
Were they in the gun-free zone at the time?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. It looks like in the pictures, a lot of people standing around like it does in a normal drill. This is why I question now every time we get these headlines, because when a headline doesn't make sense, we ought to be doing homework right away on the headline. And I mean right away. Because this is the opportunity to really look at this situation with a clear mind, right?
Every trained, responsible adult in America should carry a handgun.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Right. Thank you. Really appreciate it. So they have a mugshot of the guy, but I thought the guy was dead. They have a mugshot. So had he been in trouble before he was 18?
He had to have been.
They have a mugshot. Perfect mugshot of him. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is another weird one. You know, it's like the Brooklyn shooting. It was 14 or 18. It was a high number of people injured, and nobody died.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I found that very strange.
Yeah,
same thing happened. If you think back about Las Vegas, a lot of people were wounded, ended up in the hospital, but no one died in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not normal. I mean, you had like 50, 60 people that were not even in, maybe in the hundreds people that were going to the hospital. But out of all those, nobody died in the hospital.
Yeah.
And that was strange, too. The numbers on these things just don't add up to what the real world we see.
Yeah,
and whenever we have these high number ones, they're always strange.
They always are. And everyone involved died. That's not normal. It's not normal, but man, look at the headlines. I mean, they are.
But
anyway.
Remember, it's a primary Tuesday, so we got to get the bad number out today because people are voting today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you.
So
yeah, you're right.
That's another reason.
You're right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Now, are we supposed to believe that there's this much miscommunication in police departments? Because the Uvalde Police Department said it arrested the suspected gunman after responding to the school.
Yeah.
If he was arrested alive, they just killed him?
None of the story is going to make sense. And this is what happens when I think they're given kind of a script. And I hate to say this, too. It makes me sound very cynical, doesn't it? And they don't know whether it was a gun or a rifle. They're still not certain in the headlines what he had on him. But the kid who doesn't, I mean, these kids usually don't have the skill to go in and mow down that many people that are running, apparently. Was able to do it, just like that little waifly little guy that they pinned on Sandy Hook, a school that had already been shut down. So no, I don't believe these straight away. They're too strange.
And how could they have arrested him and not know whether he had a rifle or a pistol?
I know.
That's not possible.
It's not possible. So something's wrong, obviously. I mean, let's just say it. And all of a sudden, within time for the headlines to really take center stage, all of them are dead. Not even lingering overnight. All of them dead? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And the story will change over the next few days even more.
Yep.
No question. Yeah. But for those of you who want to believe this, send your hate mail to Uncle Milty at katedallyradio.com.
I know. No, I'm serious. Yeah. I remember, you know, some of the crisis actors at Sandy Hook ended up being involved in other crises after that. Do you guys remember that? The Boston Marathon and such. Anyway, it's just, sorry. Sorry I sound so jaded, but when the headlines don't add up and they're really peculiar, same MO, I'm just cynical, I guess. I don't believe this headline, then I don't believe this whole story. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Christopher Fulton. Don't go anywhere. The author of Inheritance, The Poison Fruit of the JFK Assassination. Be right back. He's got a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now, as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.